好啊。
Rate.
回答问题。
Back to the question.
继续。一位男朋友啊。
Continue with a blue friend.
男粉丝问这个日本为什么非要打珍珠港呢？
A male fan asked why Japan insisted on attacking Pearl Harbor.
不打不行吗？
Can't we just not fight?
啊、不行啊。
No.
是必须要打的。
It is a must have.
这是一个标准的历史逻辑问题啊。
It's a standard historical logic problem.
这个一战以后啊，
After World War I,
在世界上能被称为列强的国家
In the world, countries that can be called strong,
基本上那都被打残了
Basically, they were all destroyed.
英法是重残
England and France are in a stalemate.
像什么德意志啊
What's that, German?
奥匈啊
Austria-Hungary,
俄罗斯啊，都彻底完蛋。
Russia is completely finished.
但只有两个
But only two.
几乎没有参战的国家。
Almost no countries participated in the war.
那是发了大财啊。
That's a stroke of luck.
就是美国和日本。
The United States and Japan.
美国发的是经济财。
The U.S. is issuing economic aid.
日本发的是国际地位财。
Japan is making money from its international status.
美国前后那是挣了40亿美金。
The U.S. earned $4 billion in the past.
1920年代40亿美金啊。
20 years in the United States, $40 billion.
你想想什么概念
？What concept are you thinking about？
这钱是一战时候
，It was a time of war。
美国分别向协约国和同盟国同时贩卖军火挣的钱
，The money earned from selling arms to both the Allied and Axis powers was divided between the United States and its allies。
也就是两头吃。
Both ends.
日本呢是1895年击败了不可一世的大
Japan defeated the arrogant in 1895.
大清得了2亿多赔款
The Qing dynasty received over 200 million in compensation.
1905年呢击败了世界海军第三位的沙俄
In 1905, China defeated the third-ranked Russian Navy in the world.
日本的地位啊
Japan's position
一跃就成为了亚洲第一
It immediately became the first in Asia.
但是日俄战争听好
Then it's good to have Japanese people come.
对于日本人来说
For Japanese people,
只是赢了一个证明自己存在的名义。
Just want a proof of existence.
能听懂吗
？Can you understand?
其实是一场赔钱的买卖。
In fact, it's a losing deal.
因为大俄的沙皇说了。
Because the Tsar of Great Russia said.
说我他妈一个戈比都不会赔给你，牛逼！
Tell you, I won't give you a good deal, even if I'm in the Gobi Desert.
你把我灭国
You want to destroy my country.
我一分钱没有。日本打日俄
I don't have any money to spend in Japan.
俄战争是跟英美借的10亿美金。
The war with Britain and America cost $10 million.
那么要还这钱就得好好的去经营。
Then, if you want to repay the money, you need to manage it well.
从大俄手里抢下来的
Taken from the big Russian.
南满
South Man.
我们一说这个满洲国满洲国啊
When we talk about the Manchukuo,
很多人容易混淆一个概念。
Many people easily confuse one concept.
长春啊
Changchun
有个地方叫宽城子。
There is a place called Guangchengzi.
这地方往南去叫南满。
This place is called South Man when going south.
是当时日本的势力范围。
It was within the range of Japanese influence at that time.
往北去是北满，是大俄的势力范围。
Going north is the north, which is the territory of the Manchus and the Russians.
但日本要想经营南满来搞 GDP,
But for Japan to operate in the South China Sea to achieve GDP,
那就出问题了。
That's a problem.
因为在1899年的时候啊
Because in 1899,
这个美国的国务卿那哥们叫约翰海伊啊
The American Secretary of State, John Kerry,
当时提出过一个叫龙国门户开放各国利益均沾的这么一个政策。
At that time, a policy called Dragon Kingdom Portal Open with mutual benefits for all countries was proposed.
就是说任何帝国主义国家都不能独占龙国蛋糕。
That is to say, no imperialist country can monopolize the cake of the Dragon Kingdom.
咱们得分。
We score.
那么日本独霸南满就势必会引起西方列强的不满。
Therefore, Japan's monopoly in South Manchuria is bound to arouse dissatisfaction among Western powers.
但是没办法呀。
But there's nothing I can do about it.
当日本开始经营东北的时候
When Japan began to operate in northeast China,
一战爆发了
World War I broke out.
列强呢就不能腾出手来来解决日本在东北的问题
The major powers can't step in to resolve the issue of Japan in northeast Asia.
只有美国能看到日本在经济上
Only the United States can see Japan's economic situation
包括军事上这种咄咄逼人的壮大发展
Including this aggressive expansion in the military
你日本在东北搞搞农业也就算了
You actually thought about doing agriculture in northeast China?Oh,
我睁一眼闭一眼。
I turn a blind eye.
我不理你。
I don't care about you.
你竟然敢发展海军？太平洋上
？You dare to develop a navy in the Pacific Ocean?
你怎么能跟我美国平起平坐呢
？How can you stand on the same level as me?
怎么办
？What to do?
机会来了。
Opportunity has come.
这个一战以后啊
After World War I,
1919年凡尔赛条约
The Treaty of Versailles, 1919.
我们中国管那叫巴黎和会吗
We call it the Paris Peace Conference.
这会开完了
Will it be over soon?
英美法
England, France, and Germany.
就是劳合乔治
Harry George
威尔逊
Wilson
克莱蒙梭这仨老头把各自在欧洲和非洲的既得利益都算清楚了
Clermont, that old bastard, has figured out how to protect his interests in Europe and Africa.
那么接下来咱们聊聊这个龙国的问题吧
Okay, let's talk about the problem of Dragon Country next.
不是巴黎和会没聊好吗
？Did the Paris conference not fail？
哎
，Oh，
没关系
，It's okay。
咱们接着聊。
Let's continue。
哎
，Oh，
到我华盛顿来聊。
I'm coming to Washington to talk about it。
来来来，里边请啊，里边有大座。
Come on， come on， come in， there are big ones inside。
这就是1921年召开的华盛顿会议。
This is the Washington Conference held in 1921.
沙俄说我不去了啊。
Russia say I won't go.
我这儿他妈让弗拉基米尔·伊里奇·乌良诺夫·列宁老师给变成苏俄了。
I've got Vladimir Ilyich Ulyanov Lenin turned into a Soviet.
奥匈说
The Austro-Hungarian Empire.
我也不去了。
I didn't go either.
我们解体了。
We broke up.
对不起。
Sorry.
德意志说
German said.
我也不去了。
I didn't go either.
我们崩盘了。
We're done.
好。
Okay.
1901年辛丑条约至今还有效的八个国。
Eight countries, including Japan, have the 1911 Treaty of Portsmouth still in effect today.
就是英法美意日比和葡。 那
Are England, France, the United States, Germany, Japan, and Switzerland?
美国是肯定得先跟霸主谈了。
The United States must talk to the boss.
老鹰啊,
Old Eagle,
你这个1902年跟日本签了一个英日同盟条约呀。
You signed an Anglo-Japanese alliance in 1902.
你说你几百年以来是吧?
You mean you've been here for hundreds of years, right?
一直都是以光荣孤立为荣的。
Always proud of being glorious and isolated.
因为英国奉行的是跟任何国家都不结盟。
Because Britain adheres to the policy of not being allied with any country.
英国人认为啊,
The British believe that
我的朋友和敌人可以随时的调换。
My friends and enemies can be switched at any time.
大英帝国眼里没有永恒的敌人跟朋友，只有永恒不变的利益。
In the eyes of the British Empire, there are only eternal enemies and friends, and there are only eternal and unchanging interests.
英国呢，当时是为了让日本能够有效地牵制住远东的沙俄。
At that time, Britain was aiming to effectively contain Japan in the Far East so that it could effectively contain Russia in the Far East.
才迫不得已和日本结盟。
I was forced to ally with Japan.
也正是因为日本当时有英国这条大粗腿来撑腰，才敢答应慈禧把沙俄打出东北，才敢发动日俄战争，明白吗？
It was precisely because Japan had Britain as a strong back that dared to agree to the Anglo-Japanese War, and it could also bring Russia into the alliance as a member of the Allied forces. Do you understand?
但现如今没有沙俄了。
But today, there is Russia.
改苏俄了。
Change the Soviet Union.
而且英日同盟的条约有效期是20年呀。
And the treaty between the UK and Japan was valid for 20 years.
从1902年到今天的华盛顿会议正好到期嘛。
So the Washington Conference, which started in 1902, is about to end.
所以你老英和日本的结盟。
So, the alliance between the UK and Japan,
我看没有什么意义了吧。
I don't think it makes sense.
那不如这样, 美、英、法、日。
How about this? Britain, France, the United States, and Japan?
咱们四国结盟吧。
Let's form an alliance between our four countries.
是吧?
Yeah.
咱们共同来维护太平洋的peace, 和平吗?
Let's all work together to maintain peace in the Pacific.
哎,
Oh,
你们是同意啊?
Do you agree?
还是同意啊?
Do you agree?
英法呀,
England and France,
一战都被打残了。
The first one was completely destroyed.
正想找条大腿傍着恢复经济呢。
I was just thinking about finding someone to help me recover the economy.
啊。
Oh.
没问题。
No problem.
大哥。
Brother.
我们都同意。
We all agree.
日本虽然非常气愤啊。
Japan is very angry.
我这当水泊梁山王伦多好啊。
I'm having a great time being Wang Longju, the king of the water town of Lianchen.
你林冲非得入伙，嗯。
You must join Lin Chong.
很生气。
Angry.
但是没有办法。
But there is no way.
要是不同意的话。
If you disagree.
啊，就等于连英法。
It's equivalent to English and French.
您全给得罪了。
You've really messed up.
只能勉强的同意。
I can only partially agree.
哎。
I'll...
美国一看这事儿成了。
Once the matter is settled, the Americans will look at it.
于是继续得寸进尺。
Then they continue to escalate.
把意大利也拉进来了。
Bring in the Italians too.
就共同签署了五国海军条约。
They jointly signed a five-nation naval treaty.
就是规定英、美、
That's the rule, right?
日、意、法，记住这顺序啊。
Here's the order to remember.
这五个国家的航母和战列舰的比例是5:5:3:1.75:1.75。
The ratio of aircraft carriers and battleships in these five countries is 5:5:3:3:1.7:5:1.75.
什么意思呢?
What does this mean?
就是美国造五艘航母。
The U.S. builds five aircraft carriers.
你日本不能超过三艘，五比三的比例是60%吗
？In Japan, the ratio of 5:3 cannot exceed 60%.
那么这就严重破坏了日本最先制定的对美海军的70%的国策。
This seriously undermines Japan's first priority policy of controlling 70% of the Pacific Ocean.
你这一下
you,
你给我砍了10%啊。
You're giving me a 10% discount, right?
那我还怎么在太平洋上跟你争霸呀?
How could I possibly compete with you in the Pacific Ocean?
法国和意大利无所谓啊。
France and Italy and Germany don't matter.
因为本身这俩国它也没有海军传统嘛。哎、
Because both countries don't.Have a naval tradition.
1.75都多。
That's more than 1.75.
我都达不到，无所谓。
I don't care.
因为日本在和英国结盟的那20年当中啊。
Because during the 20 years that Japan allied with Britain,
深受这个英国传统海军的影响。
Influenced by this British traditional navy.
英国当时就跟日本说，说你啊，想要称霸太平洋。
At that time, Britain told Japan, if you want to dominate the Pacific, then tell us.
你必须维持一个标准。
You must maintain a standard.
这个标准叫什么呢?
What is the name of this standard?
叫双强。
Called 双。
啊，就是我要当老大。
That's what I want to be the boss.
我就必须得保证老二和老三加一起也打不过我的标准。
I must also ensure that the second and third place finishers cannot beat my standard.
哎
，L
最次也就是打个平手嘛。
The worst outcome would be a draw.
但是这样一来。
However, this means that
日本的梦那就玻璃碴子碎一地了吗
Japan's dream is shattered.
最关键的是，在签署这个条约之前，
The most important thing is to sign this treaty before.
日本的海军长门级战列舰，长门级就是顶级的战列舰啊。
The Japanese Navy's Yamato class battleships are the ultimate strategic ships.
陆二号刚造完。
The second one is just finished.
并且刚完成了下水评测。
And I just finished the underwater test.
那么签完了。
Then it's done.
条约呢
The treaty.
就得拆。不拆。
Whether to dismantle or not.
你就超过60%了。
You've exceeded 60%.
日本很搓火呀。
Japan is so hot.
这还不算完啊。
This is not the end.
接着美国又说了。
Then the Americans said,
好，太平洋问题。
Great Pacific Garbage Patch.
咱们讨论完了。
We finished discussing.
接下来讨论一下龙国的问题。
Let's discuss the issue of Dragon Country.
龙国的问题还是应该回到一战之前的局面吗？
Should Japan return to the situation before World War I?
就是大家要共同分享这块味多美的蛋糕。
Everyone should share this delicious cake together.
要雨露均沾，人人平等吗
？It's raining. Everyone is equal.
为此呢，咱们还需要签署一个九国公约。
Therefore, we also need to sign a nine-nation treaty.
哎
，L，
平等平分
，equal distribution。
咱们在龙国的利益，日
，our interests in the Dragon Kingdom。
日本听完以后都快哭了，我。
Japanese people were almost crying after listening to it.
所有之前的努力都
All my previous efforts.
都把龙国的梦想在华盛顿会议中全部付之一炬呀。
The dream of dominating the Dragon Kingdom has been completely extinguished at the Washington Conference.
所以二战的导火索在哪儿？就
So, what was the cause of World War Roman II?
就是一战以后
After World War I,
德国和日本对国际关系体系极度不满的表现
Germany and Japan's extreme dissatisfaction with the international relations system.
日本之所以侵华
The reason why Japan invaded China.
第一是因为他在东北有驻军。
First, because there is a military base in northeast China.
他好进来。
He came in.
第二呢
Second,
他的陆军水平啊
His military level.
尚且只有侵华的能力。
It only has the ability to invade.
在苏联人眼里
In the eyes of the Soviets.
您日本那陆军那武器
Your Japanese army's weapons
那就是毛毛雨白给我都不要
That's it, I don't want any of it
但日本没想到啊
But Japan didn't expect it
龙国实在是太大了
The Dragon Kingdom is really vast
您日军多少人啊
How many Japanese soldiers do you have?
300万人
300 million people
300万人扔到龙国找得着吗
Can we find the dragon country that 300 million people are looking for?
所以日本从1937年以后就深陷远东战场的泥潭
Therefore, Japan has been deeply entrenched in the Sino-Japanese War since 1937
日本是越打越着急
Japan is getting more and more anxious
越打资源越短缺
The more I use it, the more resources it consumes
什么石油啊
What oil?
钢铁、橡胶
Steel, rubber
那你坦克你不能加水啊
Then your tank can't be filled with water
你得加油啊
You need to keep going
与此同时呢
，At the same time，
蒋也在不断地申请各种的国际援助。
Jiang was constantly applying for various international aid。
日本要想在龙国速战速决
，If Japan wants to quickly defeat the Kingdom of Dragons，
就必须依靠大量的候补资源。
This requires relying on a large number of potential sources。
要获得资源
，To obtain resources。
就必须占领太平洋上的大小各个岛。
You must occupy all the islands in the Pacific.
明白这逻辑吗
？Do you understand this logic?
而美国是不希望日本海上称霸的。
Does the United States not want Japan to dominate the seas?
哇
！Well,
美国一看日本陆军那么狠。
When the United States saw how ruthless the Japanese military was,
那海军更狠了。
The Navy is even more ruthless.
不制止的话
If not stopped,
那太平洋就归他了。
Then the Pacific Ocean is his.
于是便禁运了太平洋上一切对日本的物资需求的出口。
Therefore, all exports to Japan that meet the needs of the Pacific were banned.
哇
Well,
日本人一看傻了。
Japanese people were stunned.
赶紧派野村吉三郎出使美国谈判。
Quickly dispatch Noriyoshi Nomura to the United States to negotiate.
美国说
The United States said,
啊，你这么大规模的侵华，是严重破坏了之前的华盛顿条约呀。
You have seriously violated the previous Washington Treaty by engaging in such a large-scale invasion of China.
你这样，你要不你就撤陆军。
You, if you don't, then you withdraw the army.
要不你就撤海军。
How about you withdraw the navy?
你别老在我太平洋这比划。日本一看那谈判无望了。
Don't keep making vague threats about the Pacific Ocean and the United States when you're negotiating with me.
就在那些少壮派海军军官们的怂恿之下
，Under the instigation of those young and ambitious naval officers.
决定在1941年12月7号偷袭美国在夏威夷的军事总督区珍珠港。
Decided to attack the U.S. military headquarters in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii on December 7, 1941.
当时这个夏威夷还不是美国的州吗
？At that time, Hawaii was not yet a state of the United States.
那是1959年才成为了美国国旗上最后一颗。
It was the last star on the American flag added in 1959.
也就是第五十颗星。
That's the 50th star.
但是由此呢
？However, this means that
日本也因为这次莽撞且对赌运气的决定。
Japan also, because of this reckless and gambling decision,
给自己惹了天大的麻烦。
I've caused a big mess.
所以简单总结啊，珍珠港事件是基于日本在华盛顿条约之后。
So, to summarize, the Pearl Harbor attack was based on Japan's actions after the Treaty of Washington.
企图靠战争来解决麻烦
，trying to solve problems through war，
从而呢制造出了更大麻烦的帝国主义军事行动。
This led to the creation of large-scale imperialist military operations。
关于这个来龙去脉
，regarding this background，
我只能讲个大体脉络啊。
I can only give you a general overview.
有不明白的
I don't understand.
你再问我二战的国际形势
Ask me again about the international situation of World War II.
那是非常复杂的
That's very complicated.
咱们只能这么一点儿一点儿的织网，慢慢聊啊。
We can only slowly weave the net and chat little by little.
咱们后续再更。
Let's go next.